If you've been driving around Baltimore recently, you may have noticed bike lanes cropping up all around the city, including a particularly long stretch of Maryland Avenue that is now devoted to non-motorized vehicles. WYPR's Jonna McCone took a ride on this new cycle track and brings us this look at why this bike lane has generated a lot less controversy than previous ones.
We're two blocks south of the top of the cycle track at 27th and Maryland Avenue. It's 8:45 a.m. on Monday morning, and there's a bunch of cycle commuters who are mostly heading south right now, maybe one passing every 2 minutes.
That's Graham Correll Allen, a public artist and organizer who focuses on arts equity and transportation issues.
Should we head south too?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We're riding on the newest bike lane in the city, a 2.6-mile stretch from 29th Street in Charles Village down to Preston Street. It's part of the city's downtown bicycle network, which aims to bring 10 new miles of bike lanes to Baltimore. The bike track takes one lane of what was a two-lane, one-way street.
Separating the cycle track, which is essentially a two-way bike lane, we have a 2.5-foot-wide buffer zone that's marked off with white paint diagonal lines. That is reinforced with a series of white bollards. They're called flexi posts, and they kind of remind motorists and block motorists effectively from driving into the cycle track itself.
The post can bend and spring back up for emergencies. The long-stalled Maryland Avenue lane is the third major bike lane in the city. But unlike previous lanes, this one did not cause what Liz Cornish, executive director of Bikemore, calls bikelash, the vitriol to changes in traffic and to reallocation of public spaces that bike lanes cause.
I think people, if they hadn't been included in the public input process or they hadn't been aware of these changes that were coming, can feel almost like a personal attack against sort of their routine, their individuality, their personal choice.
Cornish says the construction of this bike track has gone better than Roland Avenue's lane, where delays in design plans caused explosive community disagreement. The Maryland Avenue track was built quickly. Bicyclists were already using the street before the lane was made, and there was extensive community outreach.
I think it's maybe the first piece of infrastructure that's been constructed appropriately according to best practices and engineered sort of up to code.
Rose Weeks was commuting to her job in East Baltimore, and she stopped to chat where the bike lane intersects North Avenue.
I think a lot of the other infrastructure has been a little haphazard. The cycle track that goes past the prison is grim, as depressing as can be, and feels isolated, whereas this feels like it's integrated with the rest of the city.
And it's benefiting more than just bikers. A 69-year-old who identified himself only as Reno was cruising down the bike track in his electric wheelchair.
Nothing I can say. It's the best thing that happened so far.
Yeah.
Cut down on traffic, you know, people getting hit and whatnot.
He said he prefers the bike lane to the sidewalk.
It's a little smoother and you ain't got nothing behind you, so you ain't got to worry about it. So, you know, it's all good.
Not everyone is happy, though, with the new lane.
The biggest problem with it is coming from downtown uptown, it's not safe at all.
Warren Smith is a 26-year-old biker who lives and works in the area.
Motorists don't know to look downtown for traffic. They just look uptown, and so they miss everybody that's coming this way. I've been almost hit a couple times since it happened.
He also said pedestrians, especially near North Avenue, crisscross the bike lane, adding yet another obstacle for bikers. Graham Correll Allen, the public artist, sees that, though, as a sign Baltimore is taking not just cars into account in its street design.
And that shows you that pedestrians need more space. And when provided with what is intuitively a more safer space, they will accommodate themselves and kind of wander out into that area.
Navigating traffic, he says, is a series of compromises and negotiations. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.
Jonna's next report will take a look at efforts to extend bike lanes beyond Baltimore's affluent communities.